So we're recording June 16th, 1983, up at the top of the hill down Poverty Hollow at 7:25 a.m. It's really foggy out here. I got 5-3 up on the top of the hill calling, and there's a wild bird I'm pointing to sitting in the top of the dead snag, the big dead snag. Stop. Start recording. I just got the net set up, and I gotta get out of here because 5-3 is really calling loud, and the wild bird's coming around. Stop the recording, wild bird, and 5-3. 5-3 is tooping. Five wild birds just flew over. Stop. Start recording. It's 7:30 a.m. and it's real foggy up on the hilltop here. And 5-3 is calling. There's about five crossbills and a little flock of big guys just around here somewhere. Stop. Start recording. Pointing to the flock. That's the flock. Three in the back. Stop. Start recording. Here come the wild birds. Flock of five. Six birds. Now they're all sitting here in the oak. 5-3's tooping. Five three tooping. One wild bird went into the pine tree and is going down. 5-3 singing. More birds going in. I captured three birds, one of which is a recapture 57439. All three birds are juveniles. There's a juvenile male with a lot of red in the molt, and another juvenile with a ring of yellow around the base of the neck. Stop. These are, no, don't stop. These are wild birds calling. There's a wild bird sitting in the top of the dead pine here. Wild bird. Wild bird and 5-3. Mostly wild bird here. Wild bird. 5-3. Wild. 5-3. Wild. 5-3. More wild birds are coming around. Another flock is coming from the bottom of the hollow. Recording. There are two wild birds still around in the top of that dead pine tree, and I can't tell what sex they are because the fog is just so thick. And they're calling pretty softly now, back and forth, 5-3 and the two wild ones. I think that was 5-3. Yep. And one of the wild birds is coming in now. I just saw it land in the pine tree. 5-3 is calling to it. I have 3 mostly here. The wild bird is a gray bird. Can't tell if it has stripes or not. Five three calling. Wild bird just went down. Stop
recording. I just caught this gray guy. It's a juvenile with a right crossing bill, and he's got some orange patches around his flanks and breast. 5-3's calling, and there's still a wild bird. Just came back around.
After I was taking the bird out of the net, it wasn't watching me do it. It was down the hollow somewhere. So that's 5-3 calling right there. And the wild bird, I think, is up in the top of the dead pine, yep. Stop. Start recording. It's 7:50 a.m. and 5-3 and the wild bird are communicating here. 5-3 is a little bit higher pitched and the wild bird is a little bit lower. Up in the top of the dead pine. Very weak, soft calls coming from the wild bird. Wild bird calling. Five three. And a wild bird. Wild bird. Wild. Wild bird and 5-3 still calling back and forth. Stop. Start recording. It's 7:55 and we got the 4 newly caught juveniles at 5-3 surrounded by the net at the upper net site. And 5-3 is calling there and some of the juveniles are responding. 5-3 there and a juvenile. That's 5-3. And a juvenile responding. 5-3. Juvenile's responding. Stop. So recording, it's 8:05. Fog is still pretty thick. Clear skies up above, and it's been pretty boring for the last 10 minutes or so. 5-3 and the juveniles calling back and forth quite a bit. Stop. Start recording. I'm near to the juveniles now. I don't know if they'll call with my being so close here. stop. Start recording. 5-3 still calling wildly. Here's 5-3. Recording your 5-3 again. Stop. Start recording the little juveniles. That's 5-3. Still 5-3. Here. Stop. Start recording 5-3 again. Recording here's 5-3 again. Responding, I think, to a wild bird in the distance. Stop. So recording, there's a wild bird coming around here. I can hear it kind of close up here, but I don't know exactly where it is. It's pretty foggy and I can't really tell what's going on. That's 5-3 calling to it. It's 8:15 a.m. I'm pointing towards a wild bird. It's down the hollow. Straight west. Or really sort of southwest. Stop. Recording 5-3 is calling to that wild bird down the hollow now. It's getting a little bit more active. 573. Oh, start recording. That wild bird down the hollow started to sing. I think it's coming this way now. Mostly 5-3 here, and the wild bird's way in the distance, but in the same direction as 5-3, straight to the southwest. That's 5-3. Five three and a couple juveniles chiming in a little bit, but I think the wild bird went right on past. Stop. Start recording. There's a crossbill coming in. There it is, flying over. Landed in a tree. That's 5-3 tooping. It's down on a table mountain pine to the southeast of the net site. Stop. Wait, that was it. That's 5-3. Stop. So recording, here comes a wild guy. It's up in the dead dead pine. Looks like it could be another juvenile. Now that the fog is lifted, I can pretty much tell it's a juvenile bird up in the top of that dead pitch pine above the net. Stop. Start recording. It's 8:30 a.m. and it's been about 3 minutes since that juvenile sat in a dead pine, and it's pretty quiet, but 5-3 and some of the juveniles are softly calling once in a while. Stop. Start recording. I think this juvenile might have a band on it. I'm not sure, though. Five three's calling here. And some of the juveniles are, too. I don't know who's who. Bird appears to be a juvenile male. With a band. Stop. Start recording. This juvenile looks like it's going to do something here. Stop. Start recording. 5-3. And some of the juveniles in the cage, but not the wild bird yet. Stop. This juvenile definitely has a band, but it's not doing anything. Stop. Just preening. Start recording. Somebody's tooping down there. Stop. Start recording. Something's going on. 5-3 and the juvenile's calling, but not the wild one. He's still preening. Wait, I think that was him calling right there. stop. The recording 5-3 is getting really excited. So are some of these juveniles. That's a caged one. Oh, there goes the wild one flying. That's him flying. Perhaps to meet some other wild birds. Stop.